You're now tuned in to Step Your Game Up. It's your host, Smooth King, ready to decorate your crown once again. Now, today I just wanted to talk to y'all about meeting that person that's for you. Now, let me tell you something, man. I feel like men and women is like going to Build-A-Bear. You're not going to meet that fine-ass woman that's built all the way together. And if she's built all the way together, that bitch probably don't want your ass anyway. And it goes both ways. You feel what I'm saying? That nigga that you see that's put all the way together, he probably don't want nothing to do with your out of the motherfucking way ass. You know what I'm saying? So this is what I'm going to tell y'all. Sometimes you got to treat shit like Build-A-Bear. Right? You know, with kids, right? They want a bear that's just for them. You feel what I'm saying? That fits their uniqueness. So you can go to Build-A-Bear and you can build your bear to whatever you're liking, to whatever you want it to be, right? Well, you got to look at it like this. Sometimes you got to build with your partner. You feel what I'm saying? When you find her, she might not be already put together mentally, physically. She might have a couple of flaws or whatever. But it's okay. It's okay. It's all about progression. Trust me, when you build with the person, or when you build that other person up, they're going to appreciate it and they're going to owe themselves to you as gratification. They're going to want to serve you because, damn, you made me a better me. So I owe you. You feel what I'm saying? So sometimes y'all got to understand, man, it's okay to meet someone with flaws because we're all flawed. But we all got to work together and work on progressing. Now, I also want to let y'all know, though, just because you may be sitting here trying to build your other person, you need to be building yourself, too. Because you can't stand there with flaws and all and be sitting here trying to build someone else, but you ain't working on you. You feel what I'm saying? So I feel like anytime that you fucking with someone, a king and queen, when once they collide and decide to go half on an empire, y'all got to build. And a lot of people, they say, hey, I'm looking for somebody to build with. Man, we ain't talking about no damn bricks and concrete. That's not how you build. We talking about building mentally. Hey, she might have started with insecurities about her body, but hey, when she met you, she understood how beautiful her body was. You feel me? Hell, you even got her in the habits of taking care of her body. You feel what I'm saying? If her body wasn't to the shape of her liking, put it in the shape of her liking. You feel what I'm saying? And it ain't even got to be physical shit. It could be mental. She could never feel like she's worth anything to anyone else. And you got to spend your time making sure that she understands her worth. But you can't tell her. You got to show her. Now, I ain't going to give y'all too much game on how to build your girl up from the ground up. But I figured I at least steer you in the right direction for free. But hey, if you want to get it all the way down to the nitty gritty, you know where to find me at Instagram, Money Over Mayhem. You can hit me up, DM me a question, or you can enroll in full-time school, and we can go ahead and get some certificates and get you a PhD. You know what I'm saying? A PhD in the game. But I'm going to go ahead and cut this episode short, because if I keep going, I will keep going. You know it. But hey, till next time, man, keep your crown on and stay 10 toes down. Now!